Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. This is the season of the tomato avalanche. At markets, grocery stores, and in your neighbor's backyard, tomatoes are coming up like nobody's business. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino, the question arises, what are you supposed to do with a paper bag left on your porch containing 20 ripe red tomatoes? It happens.
There are many options, yeah. There's no doubt. But, I think the thing that's fun to talk about is this deliciously cold and invigorating soup called gazpacho.
Right,
It's such a great dish, and this is the time of year where one should be making it on a regular basis. I mean, it has a bizarre origin, right? I mean, southern Spain, it was a dish that was just originally stale bread, olive oil, water, and garlic.
Right,
I mean, it was like, I don't know.
Not much to it.
Yeah, that's where it started. And there's a jump that was made at some point to put tomato in and then add all the other ingredients. So it's a pureed soup and traditionally dominated these days by tomato. Mm-hmm. But I think there's two camps.
Absolutely.
Cook or not cook, mm-hmm. right? I mean, it is a cold soup, but... a lot of people are very comfortable just putting everything in the blender, hitting the button, and turning it on. I mean, there's a whole nother camp. So the main ingredients would be tomatoes, obviously a lot of ripe ones, mm-hmm. Cucumber, onion, some sort of pepper, and often a mix of both sweet and spicy, cilantro, some sort of acid, mm-hmm. Which people choose lemon, lime, a mixture of both, or vinegar. And then salt, and usually, depending on how many peppers you use, some sort of hot sauce.
Right, right.
So I think what a lot of people like to do is cook the root vegetables. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, I missed garlic, but that goes in there too. But so cook things like the onion, the garlic, and then occasionally some of the sweeter peppers. So they soften and sweeten.
Yeah.
Because I think if you're using them in a raw version, it can be a little bitter. Mm-hmm.
That's true.
So yeah. I typically would like to cook the things that are root vegetables or things that'll sweeten up with a little bit of cooking, and then add them to the tomatoes and the cucumber. I mean, for me, that seems to work the best. I also like to cheat a little bit and use as sort of whatever I need to add moisture and consistency would be V8 juice.
Right.
I hate to say it. I'm probably going to get some hate mail for that. But... that actually is a great sort of liquid to use when you're trying to puree all this stuff up.
That's right. Well, you do need liquid or else it's going to be just a bunch of chunks. And that brings us to another question. Some people like it super smooth.
Oh, right.
Others like it kind of chunky.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that again, it's definitely an interesting preference.
Yeah, yeah. Smooth versus chunky. What are some of the other variables?
Well, these days with all these different varieties of tomatoes, we can vary the color of our gazpacho dramatically. We could go with yellow tomatoes. We can go with purple Cherokees if you're a Ravens fan. We could go with even the lovely ripe green stripies.
Right.
And get a beautiful green gazpacho.
And you can throw some interesting things in it as garnish.
Well, I think garnish, and I think Maryland crab and obviously Maryland tomato are great. So I like a big lump of dollop of lump crab meat right in the middle of my
gazpacho. Right in the middle. That's a great way to go. We're going to put these ideas on the website so you can try them at home. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.